Call this segment Senior Concerns, talking about what is happening in the life of our best experienced in our own backyard. Kent County Senior Millage up for discussion today. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. That guest would be you, Ann Ellermitz, Director of Contract Services and Program Development. Good to see you, Ann.
Good morning, Shelley.
Dr. Jim Byrne, retired Chief Medical Officer of Priority Health, member of the Kent County Millage Review Committee. No retirement in your life, right?
Nope.
Good that you are here. And back to talk about a very important topic for many organizations. So, and remind me again about the Kent County Senior Millage.
Yes, the Kent County Senior Millage, it's more than $11 million worth of services for older adults in Kent County. And by older adult, we mean age 60 plus. There are more than 50 services that are part of the millage, and we have about more than 30 agencies who work with us on the services. And what the senior millage is, it's really just to help older adults stay in their home where they want to age in place.
And again, many of the organizations we interview here on behalf of this segment and others exist because of the dollars of the millage. So thank you for that. What are the qualifications for receiving millage services? A little more detail, please.
Yep, you have to live in Kent County, and you have to be 60 years of age and older. And then in terms of contributing to the cost of it, it's based on your income. So if you're over 200% of the poverty guidelines, and the new ones are coming out right now, you would be asked to contribute towards the cost of it. And if you're not able to do that based on your income, we might ask for a donation if you can. And if not, then that's what the millage funds are there to help the older adults.
What value, Dr. Byrne, do you feel the senior millage adds to our community?
It adds incredible value. Actually, it has been doing that for 20 years now. This is our 20th anniversary of providing services, and we're really proud of that. It's been supported all these years by the Kent County Commission and by the wonderful support of the voters who have passed the millage overwhelmingly now 3 times. I'm involved because I think it's important to deal with a segment of our community that experiences extreme poverty and isolation. And this particular program pulls together a variety of services that meet the needs of these patients, these people, on a very specific basis. Addressing these unique needs of each individual. It's a wonderful program.
Back to you, Ann. How much do we pay for services? And tell me where the money goes. How much does someone pay for services is my question.
It's based on their income. And so a lot of our older adults are at the extreme level of poverty, and so they would be asked to contribute towards the cost of it. Family members may contribute as well. You know, for example, some of the services really help the older adults stay at home and allow the family caregivers to keep caring for them, but they may be working during the day. And so they have some services to help their family member while they're out working. And so then some of those family members may be contributing towards the cost of the services too.
And aren't there 53 different services provided through the millage this past year? So I'm going to go back to both of you. Can chime in on a few of the services available, Jim?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. There are, among these 30-plus organizations, there are some large organizations like Meals on Wheels, which is, this organization delivers 500,000 meals a year to our community, to seniors. A wonderful service, meeting the basic, very basic needs that people have. And they've been doing that for a long time. There's a unique smaller organization called Steepletown, which is interesting because what they do is provide services like lawn care and snow removal for seniors who aren't able to manage that on their own. And the unique thing about it is that they recruit some at-risk teens to do a lot of this work. So at the same time that they're providing the service to the seniors, They're also providing job training to people, young people who can very much benefit from that. This is their first experience in most cases in the employment world. So it's a very unique and interesting program.
And gently used mobility equipment is new for this year. What is this service and how do we access this?
It's through Alternatives in Motion, a new agency that we are working with this year, but they are not new to the community. And what the service is that it allows an older adult, and in this case, the agency is asking, I think it's for a $10 copay, to get either a walker, a scooter, an electric wheelchair. And what is really great about this agency is that they get these pieces of equipment in. People donate it when their own family member, when they're not using it themselves, they refurbish it and get it ready to go. And then it's available for people in the community. So they're our new partner this year, and we're excited to be working with them.
Talking to those on behalf of the Kent County Senior Millage Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, doing great things in our backyard, Ann Ellermitz and Dr. Jim Byrne. And Dr. Byrne, you are a member of the Millage Review Committee. Talk about what that is and why you have decided to stay on the committee.
Well, I've been on it for a good many years, and the committee is designated by the Kent County Commission, and it's the members of the committee are some are Kent County commissioners and some are community volunteers. So it's a combination of both groups. And the role of the committee is to allocate to these various organizations the $11 million that have been raised through the millage. And I have to mention the work that is done by the Area Agency on Aging, which actually administers the program and does all the back work that needs to be done to make sure that the money that's being spent is being spent in the proper places and in the proper way, and that the quality of care and service that's being provided is appropriate. So that's a very important piece of the puzzle as well.
How can seniors access millage services?
One of the ways they can access is by calling our office at 456-5664. And we have a directory we put together every year. So the services, the more than 50 services, they're alphabetized with kind of a description of the service, and then the agencies that are providing it and their website and phone number. And this year we added little Facebook icons by it, because we know that a lot of people, when they want to learn about a business, they're going to go to the agency's Facebook page to get more information about it. One of the things I wanted to mention quickly too about the services, when Jim was talking about the benefits, I was thinking about all these different services, and some of them, once an older adult accesses that services, such as meals or transportation, they may have that service for quite a long time. You know, but some of the services are really designed just to help older adults and their family caregivers maybe just get over a little bump in the road. You know, they've gone into the hospital, there's been some illness, some financial hardship, and a lot of these services really are designed for just someone, you know, just for a couple of months, just get them over that hump, just sort of like what we would experience in our own lives. Sometimes we just need a little bit of help to keep going. And then the goal is really, it's just older adults, they want to stay in their home. So that's what these services can do, either on a temporary basis or long term.
And next millage is not until 2022. So stay on the course, this current 8-year millage, 0.5 of a mil for 2015 to 2022. All right. Thank you very much, Ann and Jim, for what you do for our community.
All right. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.